Welcome to What's Ailing the World. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet, here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all these problems that are already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. The study of language is very revealing. The word lie was put in the middle of the word belief, as when the psychopaths are able to lead the slave work units to believe a lie, it becomes their truth. I strongly recommend that you challenge all of your own beliefs until you know the truth. This is not easy, as I discovered when I had to face the fact that the medical profession I had so proudly joined was totally corrupted to do the opposite of the Hippocratic oath taken to first do no harm. I left my career as a surgeon in the early 1990s after witnessing research fraud, experimentation on poor people, and euthanasia. After the brain damage of my only child born in 1996 from vaccines he received due to my belief in what I had been taught in medical school, I started researching what vaccines really do, which is create all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. I also started studying natural therapies to reverse the diseases caused by Big Pharma, as well as all the toxins we are exposed to. In 1997, I developed the Hippocrates Protocol to reverse all diseases, and in 1999, I created the diagrams on my website, including the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram found on both of my sites, ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com and DrCarly.com. I strongly suggest that you print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted there where I explain the diagrams, which are based on pure common sense and have never been refuted, despite a $10,000 reward I posted on DrCarly.com in 2006 for any white coat to refute them on the air. To this day, I have received no takers to this challenge. Thanks to the persecution I encountered due to my work, including the abduction and ongoing state-sanctioned torture of my only child, I was forced to face the truth that all the problems we face are being caused intentionally, and the solutions that have been developed by people of conscience who step out of the boxes created when one becomes a licensed professional in any field are being suppressed. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this has been done makes the antidote equally simple. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop funding our own destruction. It is my intention to give you the truth of what I and my guests have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause you to face the monsters destroying your life. There is an army of people of conscience standing up. Of course, you don't hear about them on the mainstream media, but you do hear about them on networks such as this. Our very survival is being threatened. It is time to stand up, speak up, and when necessary, shout. Silence is consent, and if you do not stand up and speak out, you are aiding and abetting your own destruction, thus acting as an accomplice to those murdering you and those you love. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important. We have to form a plan to save ourselves and then take action, for only acting on the truth will set us free. Confronting evil with documented truth is what we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, especially anything involving medicine, that is what is being used to control you. Overstanding the puppet masters allows us to see the master template of the predator's crimes against humanity as well as how they use psyops operatives to divide and distract people of conscience. We can then cease being prey and destroy the predator bloodline psychopaths that have created a hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. I have clients all over the world, and everything I develop is based on a history. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, which is good from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in on Skype. The Skype user ID is TCT-calls, all lowercase. You can call in from the U.S., 716-205-1708, or international callers can call in at 785-336-5190 using the appropriate codes from wherever you're calling from. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. Please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the U.S. There are biowarfare labs pretty much in all the developed countries, is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. If you go to the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com, you can get right to the site which has the best silver generator that I've found, which I use for myself and all my pets, because I'm sure in other countries besides the U.S., but certainly in the U.S., the EPA and the FDA are working together to try to get colloidal silver off the market. So once they take it out of the health food stores, of course, if you don't have a generator, you'll be stuck because there are no organisms that have not been found to be killed by silver with no side effects. And I strongly suggest that you go to thelightofdayradioshow.com. I did a show with the founder of Silver Lungs on May 5th, 2012, and you can also read a document that the founder and myself wrote together to make it more understandable the difference between ionic and colloidal silver. You will find a link to that document on that part of the page on thelightofdayradioshow.com for 5-5. You'll see it just says click here to read the document explaining ionic versus colloidal silver. Okay, on today's show, What's Ailing the World, I'm hoping if we can get our guest on from Ireland that we'll be talking about bankster-induced austerity. And as it turns out, Ireland is apparently the only country in the EU that has a referendum on the permanent austerity treaty. And therefore, there's an individual by the name of Rita Murphy.
I don't know what happened. I keep getting a busy sound.
Well, you're on the air now, Bree. I'm just okay. We're getting that echo again.
So if you just stay
so I'm going out and I'll turn my my laptop off. Okay.
Yes. And if you can just stay there and stay.
I can just stay here. I can hear the show later.
Okay, so We have on the line Breda Murphy from Ireland. She lives in a small town, Kildare Town. And what she's trying to do is wake up the masses in Ireland. As I was saying, Ireland is the only country in the EU that has a referendum on this permanent austerity treaty. And what she's trying to do is to get people to realize that they must vote no when this referendum voting takes place on the 31st of this month, May. And if we do, it's going to actually ricochet around the Eurozone, because Ireland is the only nation that has the ability to vote on this. And if the people of Ireland say no to this permanent austerity treaty, it's going to basically put the private banks in a lot of trouble, let's put it that way, because of course anybody in the know on what's going on in the financial world, and I know that the listeners to my show are pretty much all in the know, but of course this whole Zionist-created bankster cartel, where they're, you know, printing money and charging various nations interest for the money that they're printing out of thin air, it's totally insane. There is no debt. No country owns debt. This is just a dog and pony show that they have developed to enslave the countries. And it's very important that people wake up to this, because between the medical control by poisoning your body and your brain and the financial control by stealing everything you have through this corrupt usury practice, this is one of the most serious problems that we have to confront. So, Bree, are you available? Can you come on and talk to the listeners now about what you're trying to do?
I'm trying to raise awareness. People are... The listeners, the mainstream radio and television, and reading the mainstream papers. And the government is using fear, and the three main parties, and of course the banks, are for a yes vote. But this is not like any other treaty we ever were involved with, because if the people vote yes to this, this goes into our constitution. And it cannot be removed without another referendum. But basically then, we will be ruled from Brussels and Berlin. And our country has been destroyed economically. Our sovereignty is not yet gone. But people need to realize that Irishmen and women fought for 800 years so we could have the right to determine our own way, an inalienable right, going back to 1916, the proclamation declared that we're a sovereign, independent nation. And that has been suppressed, and we were lied to the last 93 years about our history. But that is gradually coming out. And people need to wake up. They need to stop thinking of just short term. They promised us jobs at Lisbon. This is not about jobs. This is not about investments. Because if there is no money coming in, and we all know this money is fiat money, I call it, it's private bankers. We will be in permanent slavery. I have to tell you, though, that it's changing day by day. I don't really want to concentrate in Ireland, but we have been having austerity cuts for 4 years now, and people are pinned to their collar, trying to exist. It's not living anymore. And basically, they talk about they must cut back, they must cut back. This is the service of our hospitals, our schools, the young, the old, and the sick. But this is happening in other countries across Europe. And since I spoke to Sally last week, everything is changing. In Ireland and in Estonia and Germany, legal challenges are being made against the SMI treaty, as they call it. And this could be it's definitely in contradiction of our constitution, also in contradiction of EU law. And the fear-mongering is absolutely disgraceful. And I spoke to someone yesterday, and she didn't even know that an independent PD, like an MP, is taking a legal challenge against the government about this treaty. And I spoke to someone who I know was in Greece a few weeks ago, and he said the conditions are terrible. And another man has committed suicide. This has happened here. But in Ireland, it's going in Germany. Legal challenges have been made against this. And if I do not want to be Germany, for Germany's recklessness, and I'm not talking about people, and other France and the UK, for their recklessness by gambling, we must pay indefinitely if this goes through. And the people need to come out and say no. Enough is enough. We do not want this written firmly into our constitution.
Please let me ask some questions as you're going. First of all, the problem with any legal challenges is that the courts are totally corrupt. And this is another worldwide problem. As a matter of fact, anybody that works for any government, and this is also in the International Criminal Court, they're immune. They're immune for corruption, fraud, or whatever they should commit. So they can do whatever they want. Certainly you can't count on a legal challenge. Secondly, I just want to point out that this is happening big time in the U.S. as well. As we're spending, I forget how many billions of dollars a month on these fake wars, which should have never taken place in the first place, they're, you know, cutting down on poor people's services and all kinds of things, and more people are ending up homeless, and of course, the banksters orchestrated this housing bubble that they created and intentionally burst, so that people are losing their homes in record numbers. So all of these things are being done on purpose. But what I wanted to ask you, Bree, is to explain exactly what are the people voting yes or no on? Because if it's an austerity treaty, how can they possibly say that by, you know, cutting down further on the working people, that they're going to bring about more jobs and such? That doesn't even make sense. So if you could explain to the listeners what exactly is being voted on May 31st.
We're being asked to vote, and the threat that's hanging over people who are not aware of what really is behind it, that there will be no money if we don't vote yes. But there is money there available from other relief funds. And I agree with you about the judicial system, but still the Constitution is the law of the land, and when it goes to the Supreme Court, it is listened to.
Well,
we've had a number of cases over the years at the Supreme Court. Now,
let me comment on that. I don't know what the situation is in Ireland, but I do know the situation in the United States. The Constitution does not cover the citizens. As a matter of fact, it was made by the bloodline psychopath. This was probably the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the people of the United States. And there are actually many Supreme Court decisions where when people go to court and claim their constitutional rights have been violated, they are told you were not a party to the Constitution, therefore you cannot claim a violation of your rights. So, as I said, I don't know what the situation is in Ireland, but I suspect that the same pattern and practice has been used there as well. But once again, I do not understand how they're going to get the people, no matter how many drugs they're taking, you know, psychiatric drugs or whatever, fluoride in the water and all the rest of it, how could they get them to believe that by voting yes to this austerity plan, telling them we have to cut down even more, how can they possibly make the people believe that that's going to help them? That does not make sense.
What they're saying, if we don't vote for this austerity treaty, the EMSI, the EMS treaty, that there will be no money. For people who need this money, they're believing because of the scaremongering, the fear. They're asking the question, where will the money come from? And there is no discussion. I've seen this in action with the Lisbon Treaty. They won't discuss it. They'll just tell you, if you don't vote yes, we will have no money to pay for anything. And of course, people are wondering, how are they going to manage? But
right. But what they're not telling the people is the reason there won't be money, although, as you said, that's not true, but it's because of all this fake debt that has been created by the international banksters. As they're printing money, and the IMF is the equivalent of the Federal Reserve in this country, they just print money, and then they charge interest on the money that they're printing. If people could wake up to that and say, that's it, we deem our debt null and void worldwide, banksters, go get another job, we're not going to pay you this money. And not to mention the fact, another thing I would encourage you to check out, I don't know if it's true in Ireland, but it's true in the United States. Government at all levels is actually privatized. The United States government is a corporation. The local governments are corporations. The courts are even corporations. And there's something called comprehensive annual financial reports that you can look up online, at least in terms of the United States, and you can learn that they have two sets of books. The corporate books for your state, town, municipality, county, United States government, whatever, they're in the black. They have plenty of money, and that's how they're funding all their PSYOPs maneuvers and, you know, their wars and all the rest of it. They pretend that they don't have any money because this is how they're, you know, getting people to say, well, I guess we need to pay more taxes and all the rest of it. So there's so many frauds going on. And, of course, you know, the people, if they vote yes for this, believing that, you know, by voting for austerity, they're somehow going to have more, that would just go to show how brainwashed the people really are.
Yes, but the people are aware of what's happening in Greece. Recently, the French have a new president. I know he's Bilderberg, but he wants to change the treaty. And we're being asked, it's changing day by day. We're being asked, and I saw something about the government doesn't know what it's doing. And it's not a government, it's a corporation. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gave Sally the We the People, and I also gave you this one, the 3 W's People dot I. This is they're explaining where the money's coming from.
Okay,
where
let me repeat that.
And I keep saying people.
Hold on. Let me repeat that website because you didn't say it as a website. It's www.wethepeople. Okay, go ahead.
And we come together when there's a referendum. There's a blackmail clause to make us vote for this treaty. They are threatening to deny us access to the EU bailout funds in the future. And our government has agreed to a change to that treaty, which they could have vetoed, in order to make this treaty possible. Would the denial of access to the EMS fund really lead to disaster? Ireland has a number of options. A disorderly Irish defunction would threaten the stability of the European banking system. It's highly unlikely that Europe would ignore its self-interest in order to spite the Irish electorate. Funds would be found outside the ESF. Secondly, Ireland has the option of borrowing from the IMF rather than the European institution. Closing the budget deficit by taxes on wealth, higher incomes that are comfortably unexploited. 4, restructuring the debit. The Anglo-Irish promissory notes also constitute $3 billion in any given year. The other possibility is 2. One thing is certain. The sky will not fall in the event of a no vote. don't believe their lies this time.
Well, I think what's happening in Greece right now is actually a good thing, because the people of Greece are saying no, even though they don't have a referendum to vote no on, but they're saying it with their actions. They're not putting up with this crap, and there's all kinds of, you know, news stories here in the States about, is Greece going to, you know, get out of the Eurozone? Are they just going to basically go their own way and become sovereign again? And, you know, this whole Eurozone creation to begin with was part of the New World Order. They want to do the same thing here on this continent with Mexico and Canada and, yeah, you know, form the American Zone, have this coinage, the Amero, that's already been created. But I think there's a pushback now where the people are realizing the scam that's going on. Because as you're saying, having access to bailout funds, well, where are those bailout funds are coming from? The banksters are printing them.
Yes.
You know? Okay, so it's ridiculous. It's fiat money, just like you said.
But I mean, when they're being challenged on this, they're still talking about growth and investment. There will be no, they're lying again, there will be no growth and there will be no investment. You know, the people have to take back their power. And we've been drugged with fluoridation in the water since the 1960s.
Yes.
You see, there's a lot of undecided votes, but that day, I begin to believe, is a very short time in politics. Things are changing by the minute. There's a number of countries are challenging them, but you may be hearing about it, but we're not hearing about that the Italians are out. We hear about the Greeks. Now, Angela Merkel rang whoever is in government, but this has been denied. She rang whoever's in the Greece Parliament at the moment and asked them to have a referendum, and I think she was slapped on the wrist for that, and she denied it. And, of course, they're meeting at a summit, the G8, and then for the NATO. And the Kenny, this is the Taoiseach, the Prime Minister of the so-called government, he's there as well. But, you see, people don't realize that they're dealing with a corporation. And some of us have woken up to the fact that we've been lied to as regards our history. We've 800 years of being ruled and oppressed. I don't want to end up in the Fourth Reich. The Fine Gael government has links way back in the 30s to the Nazis. But they're very strong about this.
The Nazis is another story. We've been lied to about that whole situation as well. I've done shows about that. But I have to say, I'm sure you heard that when the new French president made his first trip out of the country, his plane was hit by lightning. I thought that was pretty funny. And, of course, now all of these psychopaths are here in the States for their summit, and there's all kinds of protesters being arrested and beaten, and, you know, they're not showing most of that on the news either. But the good news is people are starting to realize the fraud that's taking place and all the massive wars that are being carried out as they try to take away Social Security and Medicare funds from the elderly. I mean, what are these people going to do? Like I said, it's happening here just as much. You just don't hear about it in Ireland, just like we don't hear about your situation.
I know I don't want to use it, but I use it because I find out a lot of things. Facebook, I don't care. They know about me. I don't care. I get information from very reliable sources, and I put up all that. And if people want to read it, fine. If they don't, I don't care. Like, you can't go around with your head in the sand for much longer. It's when people are in fear. And if you've ever experienced personal fear, you get paralyzed. You can't think straight. But the Irish people need to think we only have, it's just 1 week away from next Thursday. When we go to vote. And if we get no votes, we're not on our own, because I was listening to MEPs from different parts of Europe on Thursday night, and they said people across Europe are hoping and praying that we will vote no. And if Greece leaves, the Bilderbergers, they're meeting in Virginia on the same day, and they do not want Greece to leave. Because if Greece goes, it would be like other nations will follow, and it would be like a stack of cards. But there is too much drama going on here in Ireland. I am wondering what else is behind this. Because if we vote no, it can't go ahead. So they have lost. If we vote yes, the government will ratify it. Now, what you and I know about the court system, and that for the ordinary people don't know, and these people have worked hard and are working hard and raising families. And we're just a year away from where Greece is now, unless we vote no. I despair at times. I feel very frustrated, as I said to Sally, and I think I said to you. I'm just a one woman in a small town. But people respect me because I've been active most of my life. And if I have something that says no, they will vote no. So friends is coming tomorrow evening, and we're going to get out some information.
Do you want to give out your Facebook page to the listeners so they can check that out?
Yeah, it's Bree de Mercy, Kildare, Dublin. They don't even know where Kildare is.
Okay, and Breda spelled B-R-E-D-A. Murphy, Kildare is K-I-L-D-A-R-E, Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other thing I just wanted to mention or ask you about, here in the States, the voting machines have also been fixed. The elections here mean nothing. Everything is done electronically, and they have ways of fixing the machines where they can, you know, create a situation that they want. No matter what you vote for or who you vote for, you're going to get what they want to get. Do you vote electronically in Ireland as well?
They tried this, but there was such an outcry. They had to pull back.
Good.
So they used it once, but on a general election they tried it, and they didn't listen to the computer experts here in Ireland. There's such an outcry, you know, about leaving no paper, because our constitution also requires that we have a paper. In the sense, I have a friend who knows constitution inwards and backwards and forwards, and I know everything. I know why we never thought it, the Constitution, because if we did, we know our rights.
With my first one.
I really think, as I said one time, the expression was, a week is a long time in politics. I think a day is a long time in politics. Because
drop it or
Holland
lose
is the caretaker government, and they are very much for the EU project, which was set up after the war, mostly for German benefit, but there was also a Glass-Steagall Act, which kept money separate from the state, from the sovereignty. But that's gone.
And right. Well, what the Glass-Steagall Act did was separate banks from brokerages, and of course the fact that they've allowed what's happening to happen. I'm sure you've heard J.P. Morgan just lost $2 billion with the B dollars, because the banks now have the equivalent of casinos.
I know a friend of mine calls them the gambling casinos.
Right. One part of the bank is a casino. They buy these derivatives, which are basically mathematical formulas for dead mortgages and all kinds of other things. Totally ridiculous. Instead of just dealing with financial matters, they're, betting the people's money. and J.P. Morgan, as I said, lost $2 billion recently, and a couple heads have rolled, but we'll see what happens. I predict nothing will happen because, of course, Wall Street funds both of the major parties in this country, and as long as they keep stuffing money in their back pockets, they'll continue to allow them to do what they want to do. When you say that that Holland is for this, I'm sure you mean the government of, not the people.
I mean that they were very avid. They were part of the original 12, but the people don't want it.
Right, that's what I want to point out.
Yeah.
Right.
The Dutch people have a very high standard of living and enjoy they enjoy freedom. And we have enjoyed what we thought we were free. But now I begin to see a change with some of the police, the guards, you know. And we had over this last few days, we had them in Kildare, around the county, for 80 hours, and I said, please stay in there. And someone, what do you mean? And I said, everything has been rushed out, but I heard earlier on the Hungarian dialect?
Yes.
You know, the creative solution.
Yes. Mm.
And I understand that, but I think people, as regards war, I've heard people who have been to Afghanistan, Iraq, and they don't want to, they're ashamed of even taking part in that war.
Yes.
And I think what we're waiting on, that the people who are going to vote no, there's not much between now, those who are going to vote yes and the people who are going to vote no.
Okay, I have a question for you. Does Ireland have any troops in, in Afghanistan? Are they part of this fraudulent war situation?
We have NATO troops there, but they're only about six. In Kabul, we have about 7 or 12 military personnel, and that was done without the people's knowledge. It's
you
just because I come from a military background.
Wait a minute, you're saying 7 to 12 soldiers, that's all you have in NATO?
Yeah, but they're supposed to be doing counterintelligence.
Right, okay. Because of that,
linked with NATO, went back to Partnership for Peace, which meant they didn't have to put it to the people. And it was a backdoor to NATO. And so they're there without a mandate from the people.
That's fraud on two levels. First of all, the idea that NATO, which is a war machine, is going to be brought in through a partnership for peace, you know, that just goes to show it's always opposite day. Everything they do is the opposite of what they say. But the reason I ask that question is because if they're telling the people, we don't have enough money to, you know, basically keep the schools open or the hospitals open or whatever scare tactic they use, then how do they say to the people, but we do have enough money to maintain a presence in NATO and waste money on this fake war? How does that work?
They don't tell the people. The Irish people are, and I speak to people about NATO, that we are part of it. They look at me as if I had two heads. And I said, that's where your tax paying is going. I said, you're not told about it. That's another lie. The CIA, the people, they're using a civilian airport called Shannon. And just in the last few weeks, people who go down for a vigil for an hour, the first Sunday of the month, one man, he had U.S. troops out of Shannon, and somebody else had a peace flag. And three of them were arrested and thrown into a van. That's temporary, but still, this aggression is increasing.
Yes.
I mean, there's other stuff I know that other people don't know. When I talk to people, I'm talking to people who respect my views. I believe
because you've done your homework. You see, and that's why you say they have two heads. What I tell people is, don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Because we have been lied to about everything. And in fact, this crackdown with what I call the psycho cops, because what's happening here in the States especially, these soldiers who have become killers in Afghanistan and Iraq, and there's many ways they make them into killers. Vaccines are involved, there's different drugs they give them, there's exercises they do where they chop the legs off live goats, for example. There's all kinds of things that they do to these people to make them become psychopaths who have no conscience. And when they release them from the military, they bring them back to the States. And we have this happening everywhere. I mean, I have cop cars driving by my house every day. I live on a dead-end road out in the country. Whenever I see them, I laugh. If they're trying to scare me, that's a joke. But, you know, anytime people are having protests anywhere, not only are they beating them up, tasing them, shooting rubber bullets at them, gas, all kinds of things, but they're demanding that they get, you know, permits to protest. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's just another proof that our Constitution doesn't exist. Because, you know, we're supposed to have free speech. It doesn't say as long as you get a permit. So they're doing this in all countries where the people are starting to rise up. And what's really hilarious is that in Syria and Libya, one of the excuses used by our corrupt government that we must go in there because they're killing their own people. Well, that's happening here, too. But when it suits them, you know, to use that kind of propaganda to get their military objectives agreed to by the masses, then they'll do it. While at the same time, they're doing the same thing here. And that's happening all over the world.
But I have said to Irish people, because, like, our police, not all of them are, but our police have always been sort of friendly, you know. But you have heard of Common Purpose.
Yes.
And I think he's retired, Fecla Murphy. He's retired. But Common Purpose are here. They're in the school, they're in the education, the Irish Medical, and some other places. I'm hoping and pray that we get a no vote, because they want to bring in later in the year another referendum on the rights of the child. And this will mean taking your child away from you, deciding if you can have children. And I'm sure you know about this.
I've done many shows on that with Brian Garish and Sam Edwards of One Voice for the Kids. Yes, that's one of my main focuses, is how they're stealing the children from parents. In fact, they're making people infertile by vaccination, and one of the things that they're doing by doing that is, you know, people have to turn to in vitro fertilization and things of that nature, which costs tens of thousands of dollars. So what they're trying to set up is a situation where only the wealthy can have children anyways. You know, this is all being done incrementally, but it's happening at a very fast pace at this point.
I think we've had kind of a massive disobedience campaign here, the taxes on water and the housing. And we were told with the force of law, and you see, when they send out what should be an official document with a harp on it, it had no harp and it was not in the Irish. And in our constitution, the Irish takes precedence over the English. And the 1937 constitution, somebody is the original text coming into the English, but something is lost in the translation.
Are you talking about the Gaelic language? Is that the official language of Ireland? Okay.
Yes. So that will take precedence over English, even though some people do speak it fluent. I have some. But I know one thing. People, if they know the facts, they will vote no. And they say what they haven't told the people, But this is not a EU treaty as such. It's an intra-government thing. It's a for each national country, each nation country of the Eurozone, it's up to them to put it before the people. And Kenny, Master Prime Minister, thought he could slip it through, but because of our constitution, he couldn't. And he was advised by the Attorney General that he'd have to put it to a referendum. So in a sense, at the moment, our constitution is working.
So how are they trying to hoodwink the people of Ireland and get them to vote yes? I'm sure there's probably a media campaign on television telling people that they must vote yes and scaring them what's going to happen if they don't, correct?
Yes, correct. And they have started to use public money for their campaign on the website, and they were told off. They couldn't sort of say, you know, a private citizen who's a hero in my mind, people are a case against them. But they couldn't use money like that to promote their agenda. Raymond Crossley. You might have heard of Ian Crane. Ian Crane thinks he's a hero. I think he's a hero, too. Because this
person, Kenny, is he a president of Ireland or prime minister?
Prime minister of a de facto republic, and we have a president, Higgins. He's a president of a de facto republic.
Okay, so this guy Kenny committed treason because he tried to do something against your constitution. So the attorney general should have tried him for treason.
What I want to say, it's coming out from people on my Facebook, people I actually know. Would you consent to tyranny? And this is, people are putting up their own interpretation in plain language, because it's the language they use. And I mean, it's there. In plain English, the language is there that if we say yes, we're consenting to treason. They should be all taken out and strung up for treason. I know, was it last year or the year before, one of the guard there, that's the police, wanted to try the government, the previous government, for treason. But he would have needed the people behind him. You know, I mean, a lot of our good experienced police have left the force. And we have common law here, plus we have Breton law. And the time is coming, I feel it anyway, I might not be around to see it, the time is coming, we won't need governments.
Right.
There's a lot of technology that can be used for good, but it has been kept hidden from us.
Well, not only that, they've twisted all the technology we do have, and they're using it for evil. One example of that is HARP technology, which was a man by the name of Nikola Tesla came up with over a century ago.
Mm-hmm.
It could be given free electricity to the world, and instead they twisted it, and now they're using it to create tsunamis and earthquakes and all kinds of crazy things with the weather. So that's just one example. I totally agree with you. All the people at all levels of government need to be charged with treason.
Did you hear about Italy has experienced an earthquake?
Yes, this morning.
I just saw something this morning because I was watching out for your emails because I wasn't sure of that number. And so I wasn't really concentrating what was coming in. But I'm aware of what they're trying to do with Syria. Also with Cyprus and it's with Turkey, it's the people, the Kurdish people. The Kurdish people have suffered enough.
Yes.
You know, they were...
Basically, the entire Middle East is being taken over. And when Rue talks about Sally, she's talking about Sally El-Kordi, who has a show on Blog Talk, that Bree and I have both been on. And one thing she was telling me about, which I haven't even had a chance to research, but apparently our corrupt Congress is now in the process of voting on some measure which will basically say enough with trying to, you know, use peaceful means with Iran. You know, we have to go start another war. So that's what they're planning on doing. And all of these wars are being done for very nefarious purposes, obviously. But one of the main reasons is because the people in these countries are against usury. So they're not going to agree to become part of the IMF. And that's why they're trying to destroy these countries, so that the World Bank can just take over.
Yes, but Iran doesn't have a central bank. Korea doesn't have one. I forget the last two countries who don't have one. And I mean, Syria, they don't have a central bank.
That's my whole point. That's why they're starting trouble with them, because they know what's going on with all this usury. Like I said, this whole idea of charging countries money to print fiat currency that they then charge interest on, you know, when you actually understand what that means, it's the biggest scam you could ever imagine. You know, it's like Monopoly money. I don't know if you're familiar with the game Monopoly.
I traded a long time ago.
Right.
Something about going to jail or get out of jail. I can't remember. But I know I'm vaguely familiar with it, but this is like it, because here, this is a racing county, so people gamble with the horses, you know? But what's happening here is it's a gamble with people's lives.
Right.
So this guy, I don't know how to pronounce his name, in France, he wants to change his treaty. And he's talking about growth. And I listen here sometimes to the politicians here. All we need is investment, and because we've had a low taxation, a lot of American firms have come here over the years. But he wants universal taxation in the EU. But I want to mention something. In the 17 euro countries, each of them, I know Ireland has 6 tons of gold. And this is where I'm thinking the other countries have or had, or Italy's gone, I'm not sure about Greece. They're using this treaty, this is my own thinking, my own feeling, they're using this treaty to get the gold. So we have nothing. But Ireland is a very rich country in resources. We have oil, we have gas, we have silver, and many other resources. And there's a battle going on in the west of Ireland with people with Shell. They wanted to bring this pipeline across their land and not far from their front doors. And these people have been battling them for 11 years and been in prison. And I think, you know, they're fishermen and they've been stopped from fishing where they fished where their family fished for generations. And one night here I was watching the television, before I knew as much as I know now, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, and I couldn't believe my eyes, this police man. I've got this person and threw them into the ditch. And I always understood there was a demarcation line between private property and public. And they tried to force their way into private land. You know, those people have gone through hell and back. There is a few of us who are working quietly. They say we don't protest, but we are. There's a number of us who do protest. But our numbers are growing. In the last few months, I went to Dublin, where it's a football stadium. I think it hosts 3,000 people. It was so full of people against the household charges, taxes, I should say, and they had to go outside. And the mood in there was We're not going to pay, you know. So that is still up there, and they were meeting, and they were coming out against, no. And even some of the unions are coming out against it. And the farmers' union, which would be a smaller farmers, they have come out against it. So I've never seen so much opposition to a treaty before.
So that's very good news. That's excellent news that people are getting together. I can assure you that nothing like that is happening here at that level. I mean, people are waking up big time, but the problem that we have here in the States especially is if you form a group, then the CIA sends in infiltrators and provocateurs, and they start a problem, or they're there to spy on the group. That's one of the main problems we have here, but it's still happening. People are waking up. I wanted to ask you when you were bringing up about the oil, because I've never heard, does Ireland have offshore drilling like we have here in the States? I'm sure you heard about the BP oil spill, which is still causing massive problems to all the states around the Gulf of Mexico. Do you have offshore drilling in Ireland or around Ireland as well?
I'm sorry, I have a poster outside and young boys are at it, sorry. We have a problem, the Shell, but they haven't got their own way yet to pull this, to put this pipe through, because the people keep blocking it. You know, and they're getting more support from other people, because we got a lot of propaganda, you know, about a Shell to Sea campaign, and those people are happening to hell and back.
Where do they want to put a pipeline? Ireland is an island, so where's the pipeline going to go, from Ireland to where?
Onto the people's land.
Uh-huh.
Within a few inches from their home.
Uh-huh.
And so the people objected.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been campaigning to get them to put it out to sea. And people have linked up with Nigeria. And I'm aware what Shell did in Nigeria. It destroyed Nigeria. And people were killed, murdered, villages destroyed. The water's destroyed, the land destroyed.
Right.
And if we had this technology, to say, our planet wouldn't have to be dug up. And when I did that thing about the chemtrails, I did not realize the impact I would have around the world. Because people were looking for me here in Ireland. More and more people are aware of it and accept it. First, they looked at me as if I was crazy. But I nearly died from that. Rebecca, you don't mind if I call you Rebecca? I nearly died from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I was on some Irish websites and people just talk. And I said, if you can sit around and talk, I'm not going to sit around and talk. I'm going to do some direct action. And I just thought, it was symbolic. Came myself to the railings of the door of the Irish Parliament. And from that, it went viral, as they say. And from that, people are posting the information. We set up an information table up at the GPO in Dublin there last year. And people came up to us, and I had a lot of printed information. Also, DVDs of what in the world is a sprain. And people are aware. When I got sick from them, I wouldn't have known anything about that. But I was at a NATO conference in Berlin after the Second Lisbon Treaty, and I heard them saying about chemtrails. I asked them what they were, and they told me. And I said, no, it wouldn't happen here, you know. Very naive. I googled it when I came back. It was only in the cities, but now it's everywhere. I've just seen there about an hour ago two small planes flying across, and the sky is blue in parts, for, like, fog in other parts.
Mm-hmm.
So people are, I mean, I'm making people aware of that as well. It's just so much information at times.
Right. Well, that's why my show, What's Ailing the World, I'll never run out of answers to that question. And I've covered all these things. But one thing I try to get people to realize is you better get rid of your fear, because we are already dead. If we don't do something with all the ways they're trying to kill us, between vaccinations, genetically modified food, fluoride in the water, aspartame, chemtrails, pesticides, the list is endless.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm sure you know that that's part of Agenda 21. They want to
decrease mm-hmm.
the population by 90%. So people have to realize their very life, their children's lives, the very future of the human race is at stake here. That's how serious it is. And
it
if
is
they
right.
do nothing, if they do nothing, then they're actually aiding and abetting the psychopaths that are controlling the world.
Yes, and I didn't expect that reaction. I was not going to get myself locked up, but people didn't leave me on my own. You know, people came from all over Ireland and even had heard the announcers in Belfast, came from there and stayed with me, you know? And I stayed there for most of the day. But the police were very friendly about it. Because I use the Article 41 of the Irish Constitution, my right to life.
Uh-huh.
And they used
okay.
it. They accepted. So the sergeant who was dealing with me, he said, so is this more symbolic? I said, yes. So they didn't leave me chained for long, but I think it gave people hope and courage, encouragement around the world. I don't know. Because I got, we had the sovereign independent and they, people were rising in far away as Greece and Australia, everywhere, Canada. Alan Watts spoke about me.
Well,
and what happened.
One thing that's very important for people to realize is that even though they are doing things to the police and the military to make them lose their conscience, that's very clear to me. But still, one thing that I try to do is to educate those individuals because they're basically puppets for the psychopaths in government. And they're being asked to arrest people, tase people, tear gas people, do all these things to people who are standing up for the right to life, not realizing that their children are being killed as well, as are they, as are everybody in their family. And I think it's very important for us to get those people to realize that they are being affected just like everybody else. So just because you get a paycheck from the people that are the perpetrators of the crimes against humanity, you better take a look to oppress the people. You know, because we just had here in Washington, D.C., a few days ago, the traitor in the presidency here, Obama, he had some big conference for all the peace officers, giving out awards to the peace officers. And I thought to myself, what a joke. The police are not peace officers. They're not bringing about the peace. They're declaring war on the people who are standing up for the truth. It's everything is twisted around 180 degrees.
Yes, and I used to be part of Amnesty, and then I found they were connected. So I just don't bother with any of these groups anymore. Looking for something, and I stumbled. They were registered as a corporation as well. Red Cross.
Well, not only that, you know, they don't cover anything that really matters. You know,
No. They're
always covering something, you know, this dissident in China, we're hearing about him every day, this blind guy who's protesting about people in China only allowed to be having one child. Well, how come none of these groups like Amnesty International are talking about any of the other attacks by terrorists and government against their own people, especially here in the States? There's all kinds of things going on. And if they're really worried about torture, one thing that they should be concerned about is the global child trafficking, child kidnapping network in the name of Child Protective Services and the global pedophile cabal, which is pretty much, you know, involving the same people that run the government. But there's never any mention of any of those things.
But you know, we had the Lisbon Treaty twice. First we said no, and I didn't realize it was there was a lot of American interference, and it was rigged, and it's not on Viet, and this is the act, I can't remember how it goes, I think it's 1-3-something. This is what this TV is bringing about, you know, because they're using, it's two treaties, and using one to distract us. But that is too complicated to go into, so I know this, wouldn't be illegal, but I know this, but just to give people plain, honest information, how it affects their lives, I don't mind that I'm fond of European people, I've met them, but we can't change our nationality. What I'd like to see is cooperation between nations. And we have our own sovereignty, and we keep it. And we cooperate with each other. But I don't want to be ruled by these unelected, hidden behind doors.
Well, that's what amazed me when the whole Eurozone was created. What was it? Hasn't it been almost 20 years? I mean, didn't people in Europe realize they just lost their sovereignty? That was the whole purpose of that.
We were tricked into it with the Maastricht Treaty, and then with the single currency. And I mean, I heard some politician here admit that they knew when they joined the single currency that it wouldn't work, that was one size wouldn't fit all. But Ireland joined for economic reasons. But people thought it was great, but. The Icelandic people didn't join because they knew the deal with the fish. And I remember Iceland going to war with Britain over the fish. But our fish is almost gone. I mean, billions worth of fish. And I saw in the Lisbon Treaty, fishermen, most beautiful fish ever. And they told me that they could only take so much quota and throw them away. And they were out against us. But with the Lisbon Treaty, people thought when we had to go back again to vote, and it was for jobs, but there's no jobs. In fact, there's nearly 500,000 people have left this country. And there's a lot of unemployment, and people are just being suicide and everything. And I think it must be the same in other European countries.
It's the same everywhere. It's the same here. It's happening here. There's so many homeless people. They're losing their homes. They're out in the street with their families. What are they supposed to do? And, of course, our corrupt Congress actually has created a situation where if corporations go offshore, they get tax benefits. They reward them for taking jobs out of the country. I mean, how obvious could it be that they're actually trying to bring the United States down to a third world country level? That's the plan. Any country that's had a relatively good economy or a high standard of living for its people, they have to bring all those countries down. It's easier to make slaves out of them.
And I was at something in the last week, and I kept talking about working class, but it's not working class, it's everybody. And I don't like these isms, capitalism, socialism. I don't like these isms. We're all in this together, and it's people power that's going to get us out of this. And not to be relying on the system. I mean, I've read stories where they put people in jail in America for growing their own vegetables. You know, I think one was a lady, I can't remember where. You know,
it's happening all over. It's happening all over. They're ordering farmers who have pigs that they're growing in pastures and not vaccinating them. They're labeling them feral because their tails curl the wrong way and they have the wrong kind of ear, and they're ordering them to shoot and kill their own pigs. They're going after people that drink raw milk. They're going after people that have health food stores. As a matter of fact, this very idea of capitalism is a fraud on its face. Because I was trained as a medical doctor. I left medicine because of corruption and fraud, and then especially realizing that nobody was getting healed, and I learned how to heal people with natural therapies. Now, the idea of capitalism is that you're supposed to have the ability for there to be a competition. So if the natural solutions go in competition against Big Pharma, nobody's going to go to Big Pharma. So what they do is they squelch the natural solutions. They go against doctors like me who step out of the box. They go against anybody that makes any kind of natural solution. Right now there's a big attempt to take colloidal silver down because colloidal silver kills all bacteria, viruses, one cell parasites especially, etc. And so who's going to take any of the big pharma drugs for those things if they know that they can make their own colloidal silver for pennies? Nobody's going to go to Big Pharma. So what do? They take down the people who are doing the natural solutions. That's not capitalism. As you said, that's tyranny. So capitalism is a fraud anyway.
Well, getting back to, I noticed, but getting back to this vote, if people understood, if they vote yes, we're voting yes for tyranny.
Yes.
And come, they can come in, they're coming in already. They're called the Troika, IMF, I don't know who the other two are, and they are looking at our budgets every 3 months. Now, people are suffering. I just think, I have hope that it will be a no vote. Because if the French have been protesting as well, I don't know what's happening with the government in Greece, but Merkel, acting on her own behalf, I think, for Germany, she got in touch with someone there and asked them to hold a referendum on Greece leaving the EU. But I had read that the Bilderbergs are meeting in Virginia and they're terrified that Greece will leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, she got slapped on the wrist and she was, well, the information's coming back. She had it told with Obama, tried it told with Obama. But he's a puppet. They're all puppets.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've had 800 years of being colonized, and I certainly don't want our children going into a form of tyranny back to feudal times. You know, they gave us the internet, and what their weakest point was that people were educated. And because of the internet, it's the war of information. And we actually won the war of information with the swine flu vaccine.
Yes.
But here in Ireland, a lot of people took it. And my brother got it before I got to him, and sometimes he's not very well. But I got to some friends, and they didn't take it. And I told anyone who had it not to enter my home. I didn't want to get it.
Right.
So, you know, I keep saying to people, because people say, what can you do? I said, it's amazing what one person can do. You know, even if it's only something small, you can change. I don't know who it was, something I posted on my Facebook. She was about 13 years of age. And she said, somewhat Margaret Mead said, only takes a few committed people to change the world. And we have to... through.
In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the people who are saying, what can we do? You know, basically, those are the excuses. They're looking for an excuse to do nothing. And so they just say, oh, there's nothing we can do. And, of course, that's what the psychopaths want them to believe. If they make them believe there's nothing they can do, that it's already a done deal, then they don't have to bring down the boot, make themselves obvious. What people have to do is say no. Say no to the mandatory vaccines, say no to the forced fluoridation of their water, say no to all these things. No! You're not going to kill us. We know what you're doing, and we're not going to let it happen. Period. That's all they have to do.
But you know, Irish people, because of our weather, and they, I think, well, now people are waking up to the fluoride in the water. But before, when I said about the water, they looked at me and I gave out information on it to the resident association where I live. And I said to one of the men, I said, well, did anybody do it? And he said no. And it's only when I hung a poster about the fluoride, you know, for about 3 weeks, I got someone to hang a long poster on my fence. I did the same about chemtrails, and people began to really cough on, as we say here, you know, notice that something was happening with our air, something was happening with the water. But, I mean, I have a filtered water. It is helping me, and I noticed with my dog was starting to get arthritis, and she doesn't have arthritis. After I just have to get a filter of water in. She doesn't have it.
And you don't want to get her vaccinated either, because the vaccination...
I stopped that 2 years ago.
Right. I just want to bring up about the chemtrails. I don't know what you're experiencing where you are. I live in North Carolina, middle of the Bible Belt, and the people here are pretty much brain dead. They're like walking zombies. And occasionally, if I'm in the mood, if I'm in the parking lot of the grocery store or something, I'll start a conversation with somebody, especially if there's a lot of chemtrails in the sky, because that's one thing. All you have to do is get them to look up. Look up. Mm-hmm. What are those? Those are not clouds. And I find over and over again, they won't even look up. That's how brain dead they are. You know, and that tells me they know, if, you know, intuitively, if nothing else. They know something's wrong, they know that I have a point, and they figure if they don't look up, then they can just pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, what's that? Bruce Hope, ignorance. Someone said that to me, I was saying something, and that when they know, when someone knows something is happening and they won't admit it, it's not they're in denial, but it's willful ignorance. And there's somebody else here in the town, she's aware. And I had this notice about the chemtrails. Someone mentioned my name. And they wanted to know what was going on. And somebody said, well, why don't you go and have a look? Because I gave a couple of websites. So, and I know from that information in Dublin, I know people are aware. Mm-hmm. But what hit me was they can use a military, it was a black military type helicopter that I got sprayed with. Mm-hmm. I don't go out very much. I on a wet day, I don't go out. I only go out for about 10 minutes. And that summer when I nearly died, I spent most of it cooped up in the house. I won't even leave my dog out.
Well, I should hope not. Well, one thing I just wanted to mention to you, I don't know if you're aware, there's a group here in the States, in Long Island, New York, longislandskywatch.com. Mm-hmm. And did you hear about them, this woman, Cynthia Facultas? She was actually able to get her local legislature to hold a hearing on chemtrails. Did you hear about that?
I knew there was something happening with a lawsuit.
No, not a lawsuit. They're forcing the legislature to hold hearings to ask what is the purpose of these chemtrails and how come they're being allowed to be sprayed on the people without the people's knowledge or consent.
Yeah.
So
and
nothing has really come of it yet, but that's like a miracle in itself that she was able to accomplish the forcing of the legislature to hold hearings.
I got the recent one of Michael Murphy, and I saw how he was in, must be where Congress, and how they were running away from him.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, that's in What in the World Are They Spraying?
Yeah.
I don't think it was Michael Murphy. It was one of his investigative journalists going
into Congress. Oh, but I'm just saying that he was trying to get
Congress,
talk to them.
And
they were running away from him.
Let me explain what it is, okay? And people can watch What in the World Are They Spraying free on the Internet. And at the end of it, you'll see the investigative journalists go into Congress and start asking hard questions about chemtrails, which they call geoengineering, of our quote-unquote representatives. And just like Bree said, they run. They slam the door shut. They try to escape. They won't even answer the questions. And that in itself proves that they're committing treason. They're allowing the people to be poisoned and doing absolutely nothing to warn the people what's going on. And actually, he's coming up with a new video. I forget
the
name
of it.
Oh,
I got it. I was looking at it the other night. Our planet is going to die, and I don't know whether you would agree with me that if we can't stop this, in 2 years, we will be too weak to fight.
Well, we're already dead. I mean, it's not just the chemtrails. It's everything they're doing. They're destroying the food, the air, the water. They're destroying our health. So, yes, that's the plan, to make us too weak. That's exactly what they're doing. And that's why this is a very important year. One of the things that they're going to do with the chemtrails, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's not just poisoning the atmosphere and creating global warming, because basically they're putting this aluminum shield across the atmosphere, which is holding in the heat. So they're the ones creating the global warming. It's not the CO2. But they're also making a giant movie screen in the sky. And there's something called Project Bluebeam that you can look up on the Internet, and they're going to create a situation where they can have holographic movies throughout the world, and they can either fake an alien invasion, or they can cause the second coming of Christ, or whatever they want to do. So that's another thing I'm convinced that's probably going to be happening very soon.
I wonder, there is an awful lot of talk about the Olympic Games, and I have a friend living there, and I spoke to her before this, and he was trying to tell her, could she not get home from Ireland? She was expecting her daughter home from overseas, because she only lives down the road from it, and she is really into sports. But after that, they started coming out on the English news about a surface-to-air missile. I knew about that. I knew they had a ship on the River Thames, and it's getting worse. It's getting very militarized, and it's supposed to be very hard for people to be living there, and they're moving people out that east end of London. It wouldn't be the richest place on earth, but people would know each other, and they're moving them out. I don't know where they're going to move them. But there was an Irish guy, and now he's been intimidated. Well, he's a journalist. He came and said what was happening, that this surface air missile was up on the roof of his apartment. And the police and military are already there. People are going to stop. And now they're throwing out this terrorist thing, oh, the IRA. Might do something, you know. And even English people are aware that this is propaganda. In Northern Ireland, I was very sad to find out a few years ago, was an experiment. I think Ireland has been an experiment for them for a long time. But to see what they did to part of my country really makes me angry and sad. To go up there, people are very nice, but they're wary of each other. that is their policy, is to divide and rule.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now starting this business. And I was being sarcastic, and someone thought I was thinking, I said, oh, here we go. I posted some on Facebook and said, oh, here we go again. It's the Irish has done it, you know. No matter what happens, it's the Irish done it, you know. And someone thought I was serious, and I said, no, I was being sarcastic. But someone else pointed out about the fluoride in the water. The heaviest concentration was Birmingham. I don't know if it still is. That's where a lot of Irish were living. The time, the troubles in Northern Ireland, that was fluoride. And this man, he got it out of the 26 councils up there. He helped to get it out of the water, the fluoride out of the water, or stop them putting fluoride in. And 26, and the 26 would have been where people would have been, maybe the areas where the trouble was really going on. So I will go now on Wednesday and hear someone speak about it, because I'm friendly with some people up there, and even if I just spoke about how it has affected me, it hasn't affected my brain, but it has affected my bones, and it might give people hope. And I rang their office, their Northern Ireland office, and I explained to them how it affects people's health. And you know about the pineal gland. I'm not very good with how you say it, but this would affect your spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And here, children are being retarded, and if not retarded, they're becoming sexualized before they need to be.
Right. Well, it's always the big picture. The vaccines are highly involved in all these things. And, of course, you know, the dentists have been corrupted just like the medical doctors have been. They're putting in mercury fillings, which actually kill brain cells, and then they give them fluoride. And so if you add fluoride to the water that you're drinking, or, you know, rinsing your mouth out or using in your toothpaste, then that also causes further breakdown of the mercury fillings. You get more mercury released into the bloodstream. I mean, everything they're doing is leading to sickness and death. And that's why I do what I do. But one thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you have any Occupy-type protests going on in Ireland at this point?
We had, there before St. Patrick's Day, we had occupied in Dame Street. But they got rid of them in the middle of the night because of... Oh, I think because of the tourists coming for St. Patrick's Day. And there was a small one in Cork, in Galway. So, you know, I don't know if that's still going, because, like I said, I get so much information I do my best to keep up with. At the moment, I am trying to concentrate on this treaty and getting people I know to talk to people I know, you know.
Well, the reason I asked you about that is because, well, first of all, the Occupy movements are another false flag operation, basically being funded by George Soros and people of that nature. And one of our loyal listeners, Alex Hunter, I want to bring him on to comment on that situation, if he would. I know he's on the line. But my point was, since what the Occupy protesters are mainly supposedly trying to, you know, protest against is the banksters and everything they're doing, I would think that Ireland should be a target for the Occupy people all over the world. They should be telling people, tell everyone you know to contact somebody in Ireland and get this referendum voted no on so that we can turn this around. And that's what I wanted to know, if anybody is talking within this Occupy movement about what's happening in Ireland. And I know Alex Hunter, he came up with an ingenious idea. He said we have to occupy the Occupy movement, because he goes to a lot of these things in Canada, And he's tried to get up on the stage and talk about chemtrails and vaccines and various things, and they push him right off. They won't even let him speak. So that's how
happening. There's a man called Bill Ben Gilroy. So he's actually taken on the legal system. And he served some charges on the government 2 months back about how unconstitutional it was to put the country in debt. And he stopped evictions. And he was at something where the receiver was going to go in and he knows what he's talking about. So he stopped someone's business being taken from them. Because the receiver, this guy was going in acting to receive it. He had some sort of a warrant, but it was not stamped from the judge. And he was able to explain that this guy had a duty to both parties. It was a tri-party agreement. So, and he said, he kept asking him to see the warrant, and he said, well, there's no signature there. So that man, they had changed the locks, and that man got his premises back. There's something going on with the courts. So I don't know. There is someone. I mean, there is a movement for economic social justice.
Okay, well, I would like to bring Alex Hunter on from Canada. He's on the line to comment on this. Forget economic movement for social justice. What the heck does that mean, okay? What the people, if Occupy was a real movement, then they should all be looking towards Ireland right now. If it wasn't for Sally Elocordy, who contacted me to let me know about your work, I wouldn't have even known about this. So if Ireland is the place where people can vote no on this referendum and turn this whole thing around, then why isn't the Occupy movement addressing this? So, Alex, if you could come on and comment on what you think, and let me know, did you know about this important date, May 31st, that's happening in Ireland about this referendum?
No, I didn't, but I can tell you why they're not talking about it. It's 'cause if anyone is going to do anything that's viable, they want to keep it compartmentalized. They have us all cut up into sectors, and as they're on an island, that's quite easy to do there. But they just control all information, and the same people that control the Occupy movement control all information, communications, technology, all that. And the way they do it is they either use facilitators who are aspiring agents of social control, which are harvested from densely populated and heavily funded universities, where they're being indoctrinated and programmed to be egotistical and aloof, like above the rest of us. And the ones that stay in the course are actually psychopathic enough to do what they're being trained to do to other people. And they're operating in political science, political thought, psychology, social psychology, law and law enforcement courses, and also out of the Social Justice Collective. Often the most senior people are about in their 40s, possibly, or older, and the young, green, naive students that actually think they're informed come out with their heads full of lies and twisted, a reversed reality, an inverted reality. And they might have the best of intentions, so they might be useful idiots. And some of them are actually such keeners to get placed when they get out of university or college. They want to be put into these vocations. So they're just willing to do absolutely anything to go along to get along. And those are minions. So those people are there to control the majority of the Occupy movement. And the way they do that is they drown out people like us who know the brutal truth. And or they try and water it down with techniques like the consensus creation or Delphi technique, which comes out of Tavistock and Common Purpose. Those are worth looking up if you don't understand those terms. You should look them up right away. And it's about controlling the majority, and they also set politically correct tone. So when you try and introduce a topic to somebody and they're all basing their sanity quote-unquote, on their ability to regurgitate the lies that are cooked up in the shadow government and above and pimped out through the shadow government and think tanks, NGOs, etc., satanic secret societies especially, pimped out through the political puppets and media muppets to the rest of us. Those are the people that have this idea that we should all be saying the same thing. And when you say anything against it, the good kind of happy, feely thing where they have things to say every time you say something that's horrific or that's the brutal truth, they're like, oh, that's apocalyptic or depressing or something. And you're automatically shunned by the crowd and shoved off into the where you might have three or four people out of several hundred really listening to what you're saying and understanding it. And it's a very effective tool in the system of control to manipulate the majority. So they're not going to allow anyone to see anything that's going on around the world that's viable. And if it did start to take hold, you can guarantee they're going to shut down communication and start to go hot, which means they'll round up people like us right away, and the rest of you will be subject to being reclassified and processed until they have their numbers, which is about 500 billion people worldwide. It's a number they can manage and control. Now, the thing about the chemtrails and everything else we're talking about is a strategy which they've been arrogant and stupid enough to talk about for a very long time. So it's in their own words. From their horses' mouths, we have evidence that they plan to make the intellectual gap between the ruling group and the ruled so far that we would barely be able to consider revolt. We'd find it as repugnant as perhaps sheep wanting to discuss the eating of mutton for dinner. You know, they just don't do it. So that's effective. Now, the thing about chemtrails and HARP and electromagnetic warfare in this is that they're using this technique and the very technotronic grid that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about in 1970 in his book Between Two Ages to dumb down the North American masses and specifically to control and silence activists, dissidents, whistleblowers, investigative journalists, and otherwise targeted individuals who might come out at the Occupy movement or wherever. They're using psychotronic frequency and a combination of advanced biological nanobiopolymer / electromagnetic warfare and psychotronic warfare to silence and control people that know the most. So they've got a blanket strategy with government's fingerprint all over it. And as we go further down the road, closer to the hot stage of World War III, they completely increase this on a very recognizable cycle and scale, which is always progressive, always enlarging. And that goes, too, for the censorship of shows like yours, Dr. Carly.
Right, but let me just say, the good news is people are waking up. And right. Bree is seeing this as well in Ireland. So, you know,
yeah.
The thing I wanted you to bring up is especially this whole Occupy movement, that they're not talking about what's going on in Ireland. And I'm so grateful to Sally for making me aware of this. And I hope that you will connect your Facebook to Bree's Facebook, because I don't do Facebook. Facebook is pretty much CIA, NSA, and I just can't deal with it. But I just want to say that, you know, if anything needs to be known by the Occupy movement, who was supposed to be going up against the banksters to begin with, this is where everybody should be focusing their energy right now, is in Ireland on May 31st.
Okay, well, I have a colleague whose business it is to deal with the banking issues and Occupy. It's Ryan Elson, and I'll bring it to his attention immediately because I know I'm spread so thin I wouldn't be able to manage that and the other file. But we're trying to make little super groups of about five people, and what we do is we, as soon as we establish a group of about five people, because you get more than that, they'll start to argue and it becomes a pissing contest. It's ineffective. Democracy would be ineffective if there ever was such a thing, because people would never agree unless they had force from a higher level. Like, you can't just go and have a consensus creation and have real policy, because it would mean that each and every individual had to have been 100% informed on the issues. That's never going to happen. So that's why we're at a loss, because we're constantly chasing our tails. And when they designed that in Greece, I think, it goes way back, thousands of years probably. They designed it, and they were chuckling about how we'd all think we're free and that we'd never be able to get anywhere. Well, they had hierarchical military control, or a control of monarchy, or whatever the system was, oligarchy. And so these little things are set up to make us think we have hope, to make us think we have a choice. They're deception and controlled opposition. Like Dr. Carley calls it a false flag. It's kind of... And it's controlled opposition, and it's funded by the very bankers that whose business it is to, by the very bankers who are oppressing and enslaving and trying to kill most of us off and enslave the rest completely. And they're not just going to enslave us; they're going to dumb us right down. And we can tell you from experience, my children and I, that they basically lobotomize you with frequency to a point where. Like Brzezinski said in 1970 in his book Between Two Ages, by the time we're finished with them, they'll barely be able to repeat last night's download of views. And it's very possible. Might sound a little far-fetched, but that was 40 years ago, and this technology has been under development for a couple of hundred years. So, and it's actually been, you know, how they experiment on people while they're developing technology. They don't have any qualms about doing it to us. So that's what the targeted individuals thing was this whole time.
I just want to mention that there's countermeasures that people can take, and that's what people have to do in the meantime until these psychopaths can be hung for treason. But that whole hope word, I don't like that hope word. It's not a matter of hope. It's a matter of action. People have to take action. Everybody with a conscience has to take action. And actually, we're running out of time quickly. I wanted to bring Bree back on and ask her if she wanted to comment on what you had just said. Are you still there, Bree?
Yeah, I am fully aware of what he's talking about because I made the connection. My own self, I don't have the technical word, but I made the connection with HARP and chemtrails. And I'm also aware of these smart meters. Now, you have my name for Facebook if somebody wants to contact me on that.
Yeah, for sure.
And let me just repeat that again. It was Bree.
Bree. Kildare. KILDAR. Dublin.
Isn't it KILDARE, Dublin?
KILDARE.
Right.
Kildare, Dublin.
Right. Rita Murphy, Kildare, Dublin. Yes, and I hope you two will hook up. And yes, it's very important. As I say all the time, my two main focuses are vaccinations, which are weapons of mass destruction, and child abduction / global pedophile. But because I am a big picture person, I have had to force myself to learn about the enormity of the matrix in which we find ourselves. And one of the problems we have is that some individuals, they'll just focus in on one thing. All they talk about is chemtrails. All they talk about is vaccine. All they talk about is whatever. And in order to affect everybody to make them realize they're being killed and maimed and harmed, you have to go to the big picture level. Because this is that way you're going to catch everybody. If they don't have a vaccine-damaged child or pet, they may have an elderly loved one who was murdered in the hospital. Or they may have the knowledge about chemtrails or whatever. So that's why the big picture is so important, because we have to be able to get everybody that has a conscience who still has a working brain involved in this process.
Well, to tell you the truth, Rebecca, I post everything because I don't just see it as a chemtrail issue. I see the bigger picture.
Right. No, I know you do. I'm just highlighting that.
So, I mean, if anyone comes on my Facebook page, they will see from war to vaccines fluoridation, everything, natural health. Is it all right if I contact in a couple of weeks about reversing the effects of vaccines?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it all right if I contact you sometime about reversing the effects of vaccines?
That's what I do. That's what I do, is teach people how to reverse vaccines, yes.
Okay.
But it's not just vaccines. There's homeopathic remedies that you can take to detox chemtrails, fluoride, pesticides, aspartame, everything. Heavy metals, you can detox everything. So that's what I'm trying to do, because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. If you can't think, you can't even consider the enormity of the evil that we're facing. And that's why my primary focus is health, because if people don't have their health, of course, they're not going to have the strength to even open their eyes, much less stand up and say no. So the health is very important. And it's not just a matter of learning how to detox. It's a matter of learning how you're being poisoned so that you can just say no in whatever way you can. Obviously, you have to breathe the air. So, you know, that's a very difficult situation, you know, staying locked up in your house. And I pretty much do the same thing as you, with all kinds of air filters going and things of that nature. But other than that, there's ways that you can protect yourself from the poisoning that's going on. And that's what people have to learn about. And stop going to the doctors, because they are killing you.
I don't take any... I'm in pain a lot of time, but I can't say it over the line at the moment. But I've got a natural cure at the moment.
Well, there's many wonderful natural solutions out there. I mean, I have my protocol. There's others doing many wonderful things. The point I was bringing up before when I was discussing capitalism is that there is no such thing as capitalism, because the main thing that the predators and the district of criminals tell us is bankrupting our country. Of course, somehow they just kind of forget about the cost of their fake wars, but they're talking about how health care is bankrupting the country. No, it's disease creation that's bankrupting the country, because they create all these
diseases like that, then?
In internal medicine with vaccines, and then they prescribe the drugs which cure nothing. And so that's why my focus is to teach people how to take care of themselves. Don't go to the doctors. Learn about natural therapies. Drink good water. Eat organic food. You know, all the common sense things that you can do, and get your health back to whatever degree that you can. But they are suppressing the natural thing. Oh, and that brings up Codex. Let me ask you, what's going on in Ireland with the Codex?
He came to speak in Ireland last year, Scott Tipps.
Uh-huh.
Some of us are linked in with him, because I get regular information from him. And there is on the Sky television, they have a controversial channel, and they could be talking about anything. Now, next Sunday, there is a talk with Ian Crane, Max Kaiser, Economic Hitman, the National Platform about the treaty. They've been keeping an eye on EU issues. He will be speaking, and someone I know, an engineer, will be speaking about free energy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be having Scott Tipps on my show sometime soon. I'm, you know, still trying to get a date for him. But yes, his National Health Federation, he's doing very good work. Just like with everything else, there's a lot of false groups out there that are talking about Codex and pretending that they're trying to do something, like this Rima Labo and her military intelligence husband, General Stubblebine.
I heard about him. They had him on one of the Irish websites. I heard him talking once. But I was wary because
He's a minion. He's a minion. And what I tell people is there is no such thing as ex-military intelligence. But you see, once again, this is how they infiltrate the movement. So you have Scott Tipps, who is a good guy, who's trying to do the right thing, and then you bring in these minions, the psychiatrist Rima Labo and her military intelligence husband, and they're trying to do many things, like get people to sign petitions. Well, where are those petitions going? Into some black hole, I'm sure. Not to mention the fact, one of the big things that she promotes is getting people to leave the United States. You know,
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. And there was a guy who has been, I think he lives around Chicago, he used to, and has been really tormented and tortured with this microwave, I don't have the technique more, but getting to his brain. He was thinking of leaving, so I sent him a link. I found that he was better to stay where he was, in an area that he knows, and to come to Ireland, you know?
Well, not only that, or to go to, I think they're in Costa Rica, yeah, go to Costa Rica and join a commune that's headed by military intelligence. Yeah, that's a great plan. But yes, you know, people, I'm attacked in many ways. I have found many countermeasures. I do the best I can. But all of us just have to make as many people aware as we can about what's going on. And I'm Skyping Alex while we're talking. I just sent him your Facebook, and I'm sure he'll get the word out about that, because what's going on in Ireland, and this is like some like miraculous thing that I just found out about through Sally Elocordi, that Ireland has a loophole for the good guys, you know? I mean, that's
yes, but it would just not just affect Europe, but it would affect where these private bankers are.
Yes, exactly. I realize that.
That's what Max Kaiser said, maybe the Irish will fire a bullet.
Right, the shot heard around the world.
I don't know if someone said it, sent me his video. But I have to delete so much. I had 600 because I was doing research into the chemtrails. And that led me down into other stuff. But since
I have to interrupt you, Breda. We're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I want to encourage you to keep in touch with me through email, and I'd like to have you back on after the vote so you can talk about, you know, what happened. Hopefully it was a big no from the people, and we can continue to spread the truth to the people that have ears to hear.
Good. And thank you very much. And I would like to talk to you maybe sometime about a couple of members of my family got swine flu vaccine, and then a young cousin of mine, she got the, what's that, for cancer, the Gardasil.
Okay, we're out of time, but email me, we'll set up a time to talk, okay?
Okay, thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you.
I know we wandered off to different subjects.
No, it was a great show, we did fantastic, people got to see the big picture. Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
You're right. Fine, thank you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Bye. Thanks.